This is an uncensored podcast about sex and sexual topics. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the person or persons sharing them. Some names have been changed to preserve the anonymity of its participants. Lovers. Wait, what do I call you guys? My lovers, of course. Oh my God. I feel like every time I record, it's like I'm saying like, hey, it's been 10 years. What's up? And I'm just kind of sad. I really, really love podcasting. And I really want to be, oh, this is Make Sex With Me podcast, by the way. I really, really want to just be doing this all the time. Like, I would love for podcasting to be my main squeeze. But right now it's just a side piece, and it's like really sad. Gotta make that money, honey. I'm doing some traveling. I actually have some, like, pretty awesome recordings from some trips I've been taking that I can't wait to edit and share with you. Also, my broke, low-tech ass is, like, trying desperately to edit previous material, and, like, I just don't have the software or, like, the equipment to, like, do some of the things that I'm trying to do. Like, it's pretty funny, and it's fun to be, like, super grassroots, like I've always said that this podcast is, and, like, trying to figure things out and trying to be crafty and trying to, like, get around shit and, like, you know, the logistics of podcasting are of interest to me. Like, that part is very interesting to me, too. Like, I love all of it. I love the production. I love, you know, being just a fucking idiot and having people listen all over the world. Like, I was looking at some of the, what do you call it? Analytics. Well, that's not really what I'm trying to say. Just, like, you can look at, like, the stats, let's say, of, like, where people are listening and, like, you know, what demographics. I can't really look at, like, a ton. Like, I don't know, like, if, like, more women or men listen to me or, like, what age group. You know, it's, none of that information is, like available to me. But I can see, like, basically what fucking country people are. Like, what percentage of my listeners come from Egypt? And that would be 1%. And I think that might mean that there's one person listening or one person has listened before at one point. So if you're still listening, hey, what's up? Please write in. I'd love to have a conversation with you. Love to know how the fuck you found the podcast. I mean, amazing. Amazing. there was something, one time I was like having sex with this older guy who was a flight attendant. Like, 25 years or something. I'm not even sure, like, how long you can be a flight attendant for, or, like, what age they, like, kick you out. I think it's, like, 60 or something. But, like, he was he 60? I don't actually know. He was older, but he was, like, really great. This is a tangent. It's come to my attention that I go on tangents And a lot of times people are like, what the fuck are you even talking about? Where did you even get this? How does this make any sense? How does this connect with what you were fucking saying before? But I promise, if you let me go on forever, it will come full circle. Yes! So anyway, I was like letting this older male flight attendant like suck on my body. He literally licked every part of me. Like, I think he sucked on my toes, which is so hot. He like ate my ass, of course. I can't remember if we fucked at all. We made out. He gave me head and I liked it, which is like such a rarity. Like, it was just so good. And then like we were like having some pillow talk and he was like talking about all the different countries he's been to. And I actually don't remember doing much talking. I might have, who knows. Actually, come to think of it, this guy was a client of mine. I was giving him a massage and it turned into him licking my whole body. That happened a couple of times, and that was like great because I like got paid, but I also like got serviced. It was like kind of nice. Like if I could just get paid to let people lick my whole body, that is actually, I think, the job I want. Like, forget podcasting. That's actually it. Okay, bye. But anyway, so he started talking about like how he like all the people in the world and like that he's met and like all the guys he's met, and the topic came up of like what part of the world like of all the guys he's slept with all over the world, like what, like who has the biggest fucking penises. You know, I don't know like what the books say, but I mean, I feel like I saw a study once that was like, you know, Asian males statistically have the smallest penises, black males statistically have the biggest penises. I don't really know if that's even true. I feel like who can we even fucking trust anymore? I will say that the man who has the like the biggest penis, like the Guinness Book World Record holder for biggest penis, is a white guy, and he's fucking ugly, and he also does not have that big of a penis. It's like 13 inches, which is, yeah, massive, and no, I would have nowhere to put it, but honestly, Guinness Book is fucking probably racist. I mean, they probably don't even look that hard to find someone who's better, or like people that could beat the record don't have access to the Guinness fucking book people panel or whatever. So I've literally seen porn where like there's a guy who's sometimes black or maybe Latin who has the biggest dick ever. I actually saw a guy in a locker room in Brooklyn who has who's I can't even talk. His dick was so big. It was like it was fat and long. It was literally my arm. Like, not my arm above the elbow, but my arm below the elbow, like around. And it, you don't all know my arm, but it's like an average arm, okay? An average 35-year-old male arm. Actually, my arm is not very muscular. It's kind of, okay, average 35-year-old female arm. It was the biggest dick I've ever seen. And it was just on a guy showering across from me at the gym. And I had been talking to him and he had shorts on while he was talking to me. But then like we went to the showers and we were talking and he pulled his shorts down and I just was like, my jaw dropped. I was like, what? And he looked at me and he went, yeah. And that's all he said was, yeah. And I just was like I wasn't horny. I wasn't like, oh my God, I want to suck that. I mean, I probably would have, but I don't know how I would have. I would have tried, but honestly, I wanted to worship it. Like, I wanted to, like, it was a new religion that I just discovered. He could easily drop his fucking pants and start a cult, like, today, or, like, whatever. Like, honestly, I wanted to study it. I wanted to take pictures of it. I wanted to sculpt clay into like a replica of it. Like it was fascinating. It was the pop way bigger than this fucker in Guinness book. Like, it was insane. But anyway, so you might think that, you know, the biggest dick in the whole world belongs to a black man. In that case, it did. But this flight attendant guy said that the biggest dick, and now we're finally coming full circle, the biggest dick he'd ever seen was on an Egyptian man. And he said he'd been to so many different countries in Africa and so many different places in Asia, Europe, whatever. And he said that they checked into this hotel. It was actually him and his partner. They were, like, spending a few days in, like, Cairo or something. Checked into this, like, Egyptian hotel. And the boy was, like, a bellhop or, I don't know, whoever carries your bags up to your room, like, was carried him up. And apparently, at least at that time in Egypt, or maybe still, I don't know, it was, like, not good to be gay. Like, you just weren't able to be gay at all. But this bellhop kind of was like, oh, this is a gay couple, and they're from, you know, I almost said out of town. They're from the States or whatever. And I think he just saw it as an opportunity to, like, I think they were, like, flirting with him, and, like, he could tell they were into him, and they just went upstairs, and he, like, put their bags down, and he closed the door, and then he whipped his dick out. And they were just like, yes! But also, like, what the fuck? Like, he said, and this guy, like, licked between my toes. This flight attendant guy, like, he went to fucking town. And, like, this guy has seen it. He's done it. But this dick, it made his fucking eyes cross. And he basically had to tell the guy, like, you're adorable. Like, yes, we'd love to do anything with you. But honestly, honey, that dick is just too big. Like, we love you. We're sorry. We support your decisions to whip it out. I don't know. But, you know, it's just too big. And we don't think we can do anything with that. Like, we'll wear it as a scarf or something. But, like, honey, no. And the guy was, like, sad. He was like, oh, my God, I know. It's too big. Like, I can never fuck anybody. Plus, like, there's no gay people anywhere. And it was really sad. So the end of the story is it's really sad. Anyway, if that's you in Egypt listening, if you're that guy, then great. Please write in. You guys, this Make Sex With Me podcast, as I said, please follow us on Instagram, Make Sex With Me podcast, on Twitter, Make Sex Pod. Please write in, makesexwithmepodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear your stories. I'd love to hear your comments. Love to hear anything. Please, just please write. Please, please, please. And we're going to take a little bit of a break, and we'll come right back.
Okay, bye!
And we're back! Oh my God. So, okay. Now for the real deal. Okay, so this is a short episode. It's just me. My doggy is next to me. I'm also so tired. Can I just say that, like, I've been dieting just one day, and I feel like I'm going crazy. And I do think I should say I'm dieting because I do really have some goals. Like, I do want to drop some weight. I just don't feel, it's weird. It's like, I'm coming from a place of, like, I don't feel as terrible about myself as I'm doing this. I just feel like I have some goals and I really want to meet them. And I also found, a video I took of myself in, like, early, oh, I don't even know when it was. It was like, okay, lockdown happened, right? Or whatever you want to call it, where I am, it was like barely a lockdown in the South. But like my parents ended up going away for the summer as they do. So it was like last year at this time, I guess. Okay. I decided to get naked. I basically did like a workout video in my house cause I was working out at home cause the gym wasn't open. And I started off with, like, I can't even remember, like, underwear or something, or, like, shorts, and, like, my shirt off, and I was, like, doing a little workout combination, and then eventually I did it, I took my shorts off, and I had a jock strap on, and I was, like, doing this workout with the jock strap on, and then eventually, like, I took the jock strap off, and I was completely naked and doing it, and, like, sweating, and it was, like, yeah, but I was, like, holy shit. Because I had gained a ton of weight, not even just because of COVID, but, like, maybe leading up to it. Like, I don't know. I think COVID happened, and it also, and maybe it kind of, like, ripped me out of a place where I was just, like, a little too comfortable and, like, kind of bored and, like, kind of complacent. There was a lot of good that came out of the whole world kind of, like, coming to a fucking screeching halt. And I don't know that I was headed in a good direction. I had my doctor saying things to me like, you're right around the corner from 300 pounds, which I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I had, you know, previously in my, I want to say like my past life, but it was just like when I was younger, been a dancer. And I used to talk all the time to my, and I was super self-hating back then, of course, and way less than I am now. I used to talk to my best friend all the time about how, like, I was, like, we used to joke and say, like, oh my God, I'm going to hit 200 pounds before you do. And she'd be like, oh my God, I will fucking kill you if you hit 200 pounds before me. And, Morgan, you know who you are, bitch. The fact is that I obviously hit 200 pounds before her because with my height and my, like, muscle mass or whatever, if I gained weight, which I did because I started drinking and I stopped dancing at some point. I was a dancer, of course. Did I say that? I don't remember. I did go over 200 and eventually 250. And, you know, but anyway, at the point I was last year at this time, I was basically 275. So that literally was the heaviest I've ever been. I used to talk about being 265 back when I was like a heavy, heavy drinker and doing nothing good, like not going to the gym at all or whatever, nothing good. Younger, having a lot of fun, just like not treating my body well. 265 was my highest, but this was like, during pandemic, I hit 275, made a lot of changes, have been doing therapy in a much deeper way and, like, not working with a therapist that specializes in eating disorders, but, like, trying to talk about shit, you know, kind of connected with that and connected with, like, I don't know, like, my mother and her issues with eating and how, like, it's so easy to, like, get back into old habits when you see, like, your family doing the shit that they taught you to do and you're like, ah! Anyway, I'm in such a better place right now, and I'm actually, like, 243, so way, way less than I was last summer, but just being, like, oh my God, like, I've kind of plateaued in my progression, my downward progression of, you know, dropping weight. I do have goals. I was just thinking, like, wouldn't it be so great to eventually be in the 220s, because, you know, honestly, at 225, like, people are knocking on my door. Like, I think my confidence is in a place at 225 that's really great, and I could probably achieve that without losing any weight. And I think that's one of my goals, too, is to just, like, love my body as it is. But it is difficult, and I have to say that. I have to talk about that, okay? Oh, my God, this is all perfect. This is all perfect for today's fucking topic, okay? The purge. We're going to get to it. I'm in a much better place right now with loving myself. I have a much better relationship with food right now. I'm loving that relationship where, like, I don't demonize foods or make foods seem like they're going to cure cancer if I eat them, you know, like, like you make some foods look, you know, so in your mind they're so good for you, and other foods are so bad for you, and if you do the bad ones, then you're you know, this, or if you eat the good ones, then that, you know, it's like, it's just not true. I mean, there's foods that your body wants a variety, you know, and sometimes you got to do some of this over here. I'm not even going to call it good or bad. You got to do something that's just like really tasty or makes you feel comfortable or things like that. You have to get some of those in there, and you deserve to like indulge, right? And there's some things like you eat it and you instantly have like a spike of, I don't know, serotonin or whatever, some kind of endorphins that are like, yeah. And I mean, that's a great experience. Why would you deprive yourself of that experience? But there's also other ways to get those endorphins that don't involve eating. So you should know that. And you should also partake in that shit, like certain kinds of exercise, sex, you know, like fun shit, any kind of fun shit, like laughing, like singing, like being involved in your community and doing things that just like make your heart sing, like make your fucking heart sing, right? Don't beat yourself up. Don't create a life for yourself where you're never having fun or you're always sad or like whatever. Like, happiness is an inside job. I just saw that on some crazy influencer's fucking Instagram and I was like, oh God, but it's totally true. Happiness is an inside job. It is your responsibility to be happy. It's your responsibility to find your happiness, and it starts from within. And so whether I'm 275 or 243 or 225 or 190 or whatever, I've got to love myself, and it's a daily choice to do that shit, okay? So there's all that. I feel like I didn't come full circle. Maybe I did. Who the fuck knows? Maybe I forgot to say something, and when I edit this, I'll probably be like, fuck! you know, I am trying to eat healthier. What was I saying about that? Something about being in a better place with food, being in a better place with my body than ever before, not devaluing myself if I don't lose weight, you know, like I don't get more value if I'm skinnier. Oh, I think my confidence is greater though in the 220s. And I also, something about the 220s is like I said, people are knocking on my door. I feel like people want to put their dick in me. It is just, it's something where like, and I noticed this when I watched that video from last year, my body, it just swells up all over when I gain weight. It's not like, some people will get like just a really fat ass or just like really big tits or like, you know, it'll go somewhere specific or like a really big gut. With my body, when I gain weight, I gain it like all over, and I go from like this thing that has a shape to like a thing that it still has a shape, but like certain things are less defined. Like the ass is a lot less defined when I gain weight. Some people get a bigger bubble, more pronounced shelf, you know, sometimes it's like big voluptuous curves. I don't get that when I gain weight. I get like a flatter ass, less bubble, no shelf, no curves, just potato. And that definitely runs in my family. And I know that sounds like you're hating on your body, but I just have to say what I'm seeing when I watch that video of me naked working out. Who makes that video? I was going to post it, I think, on OnlyFans, or I was going to post it on Vimeo or something, and I didn't. At the time, I was actually feeling myself, even though I was heavier, I was feeling myself, but I didn't post it. You know, I was reluctant to post it, because I have this theory that I could just post myself being body loving and erotic and this and that as is, completely as is, like full on Lizzo style, right? And I would find a community that was just like so down for it, so willing to pay for that shit, so willing to like, you know, be like, please, you know, wear a thong and then don't clean it and send it to me, like, you know, like I would find those freaks that want that shit with this body as it is. And I don't know why that's, like, important to me. Like, I don't know why I want to be sending my thongs to people. But some part of me is like, yes. Because, like, I see someone hot, I want to sniff that thong. I want someone to want to sniff my thong. Is that too much to ask? I mean, come on. So the theory is that I wouldn't have to change anything to put myself out there and receive success. Would I also receive criticism? Of course. But do I receive criticism even if I'm not putting myself out there in that way? Of course. Like, you're going to get it no matter what. You might as well be pleasantly surprised that people just want a person who loves themselves, right? Like, that's the theory. I just have been too reluctant to test it. I think my body is a little bit more, makes sense a little bit more in the mirror now than it did then. You know, like, I just think it's about, yeah, loving the way you are now, accepting what is, and just, like, nurturing a progression that's natural and healthy and you know, just becoming even more beautiful you each day, right? But seeing certain aspects of my body and saying, like, I'd rather this be a little bit more like that, and it doesn't mean I'm a bad person if it's not like that, and it doesn't mean I can't love myself if it's not like that, but there's things I could do at the gym that could get it to be a little bit more like that. And that's why I love bodybuilding. I love lifting. I lift like 6 days a week or something. I either do arms or chest or back or legs or whatever. But I love that because I get stronger and stronger every time I do it. I love that feeling of being strong. I love it. Physical and emotional. I love the release of endorphins when I work out and all that shit. I love it. And I love that I start to see this booty popping out, and I love that I'm getting this a little bit more muscular chest. I love that I can see a little bit more definition in my arms. I love that. And I'm not going to go cuckoo bananas and just want to get bigger, 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 muscle, muscle, muscle. I've never wanted to be bigger. I've always wanted to be smaller. And I'm not going to go the route of, like, not eating and fucking being anorexic or, like, hating myself if I eat this and loving myself if I don't eat anything or if I eat the right things or whatever. I'm not going to go down that road ever again. If you want something really crazy about eating disorders, watch this new show on Apple TV called Physical with Rose Byrne. It's, like, pretty crazy. She's anorexic and, you know, bulimic and binger. It's pretty graphic. It might be too triggering for some people, but, like, it's... I was never where she is, but you get to hear her internal monologue about how much she fucking hates herself and beats herself up or leads herself astray. Throws herself away for other people. We're going to talk about that today. It's very insightful, and I think it's powerful. I love that they're showing eating disorder in the way that they're showing it. I love hearing an internal monologue. It makes me relate to it so much more. I'm just like, oh my God. Because I kept thinking, like, oh my God, she sounds crazy. Her internal monologue sounds crazy. But then I'm like, have I had those voices in my head in the past? And I'm like, I can't say that I haven't, honestly. Like, I've had some pretty mean voices. Some of my voices in the past especially have been so fucking mean. And I'm not talking about, like, I hear voices like I'm schizophrenic or something. I mean, like, we all have those voices. And it's our voice, but it's just, you know, sometimes our voice is fucking mean. Or maybe it's the voice of our parents, or maybe it's the voice of the kids that bullied us in school, or, you know, it's weird. The words aren't ours, but the voice sounds like us, and so we trust it. But sometimes it's not doing good by us. It is leading us astray. And it's not there to benefit us, and we really just need to do what's going to benefit us. That's the fucking truth. So anyway, I'm in a much better place now. You know, keep waiting for that naughty Love My Body erotica to come out. It's coming. I'm getting braver, and I don't believe I need to lose weight to release it. I think I'm just gonna do it. I actually saw that video from last year because I was literally at a point, I think it was yesterday or the day before, when I was like, oh my God, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna pull this fucking video out and I'm gonna post it somewhere. And I'm gonna let people see this beautiful body, whatever. I was like, I'm not, you know, I'm making money, but I'm not making as much money as I wanna be making, and like I, you know, don't have the job that makes my heart sing. There's definitely benefits to having the job I'm doing now, but it's not really making my heart sing. And if I'm not going to make as much money as I want to make, then why the fuck not just do what makes my heart sing? You know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to make not enough money doing this job that doesn't make my heart sing, or not make not enough money doing what makes my heart sing, why don't I just do what makes my fucking heart sing, you know, and like, and just be poor and happy or whatever, you know, not be poor and tired all the time, or fucking poor and bored, or poor and depressed or whatever. I'm not like poor and depressed, but I'm actually not even that poor. I'm like, I'm doing really well. I'm doing good things, but I want my heart to sing more. And what was I, where was I going with that shit? So I was gonna post that video. I was like, hey, wouldn't that be fucking funny if I, like, blew up in some kind of weird nudist community and, like, everyone wanted to see more, and then, like, I could start charging admission to the show, you know? And then I'd be making, like, maybe not $1 million, but I'd be making, like, you know, a couple $100s that I wouldn't have made, and then I have this feeling of, like, ooh, people like this body. People desire this body. People like me. People desire me. You know, not that I'm this body, but just so many hangups that we have about our body, and it just keeps us from being able to grow. And if I feel like if I could just, like, conquer those fears and just fucking throw those hangups in the toilet, then I could fucking just explode and sing like a fucking angel. You know what I mean? From my heart, so gorgeous. Happiness is an inside job. So the purge is referring to this idea I had. If anyone follows me on Instagram, my personal Instagram is not the podcast. It's I am Drew Michael. I had a realization the other day. I saw this really hot guy, and I've just been getting really, really sick and sad and tired of, like, seeing hot guys and being like, ah, and then, like, not getting they're not attracted to me. Like, they don't want to talk to me. Some of them don't even look at me. Like, they don't even consciously know that I exist, you know, like, or some of them are weirded out by me, or there's all these things, you know, and then just, like, constantly lusting, constantly being thirsty, constantly wanting, constantly not getting, blah, 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 and just feeling so, this perpetual sadness and being, like, horny and lonely and sad, and I started to realize, like, you're just, every time you say, oh my God, that guy's so fucking hot, or like, hey, daddy, hey, you're not even saying it to him. You're just throwing yourself away for another person. And what you're really saying is that guy is so beautiful that he would never like me. And it's so weird that, like, you don't realize that's what you're saying. It's not that that's what you're saying every time you see someone who's hot and you go, damn, he's hot. But, like, you're only valuing the fact that this person's hot. You're not, you don't know anything about them. You know, you could very much, very, very much not be attracted to this person if they opened their mouth for even a second. Because that's definitely happened. I'm like, this person's so fucking hot. And then they say three things to me and I'm like, oh, we're done. You know, like, that's, you have to remind yourself, this person isn't compatible with you because they're hot. And how many people do you find hot? Oh my God, so many people. So, like, there's no, like, there's no need to say, oh my God, he's so hot. Like, I would literally marry him if he just, like, asked me. Like, I've said that shit a million times. There's no, like, oh my God, I'd let him take a shit on my chest. He's so hot. There's none of that shit, right? Like, do not throw yourself away for a person. Be very mindful. Are you saying this person is better than me? Every time you see a hot fucking person. And what is this feeling of, like, needing to see them more and more and more? And I need to, like, take a picture. I need to save it. And that brings me to the purge. I am going to, in the next however long it takes, I am going to purge my phone of dick pics. And all the supporting devices. Like, obviously, it's linked to my... I mean, I've got, like, 5 billion dicks in the cloud, basically, right? Like... There's, like, the same dicks on my iPad that are on my iPhone that have been on, like, the last 8 iPhones I've had. And, like, they're out there. I need to get rid of the dicks. And that's the thing. And I'm going to kind of Marie Kondo this shit, okay? Because, like... I saw a picture today, and the other thing is, I'm not going to accept new dick pics. Like, I'm going to resist this urge to hold onto these pictures. Like, I got this guy, or, like, he's mine because I have a picture in my phone of him, or, you know, I don't know. There's something about possessing the photo that you've screenshotted from something. I don't know. There's a culture of, like, I'm going to flash just a little bit here and there. And so, you know, you'll pay for it. And then, like, once you pay to, like, gain entrance, then you could see this. And then, like, you're like, oh my God, I have to pay. I have to see it. And then you go in and then you see it. And then you take a screenshot and you're like, oh my God, now I have it forever. Like, they can take it down, but it's forever in my cloud, you know? I have this picture of this person's penis. It's mine. Ah. And a lot of times I have these pictures because it's so hot and I'm throwing myself away. I'm telling myself every time I look at this picture that this is a beautiful penis. It's better than my penis. This is a beautiful body. It's better than my body. This person is better than me. Physically and possibly otherwise, but I haven't even considered anything beyond just the physical because it's a picture of his body and I don't even know him. Throwing myself away and just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for that day when I will say, this is me, this is who I am, who wants to love me? Like, come on, bring it on, boys. Like, everyone latch onto a teat. Like, just take a little suckle of this, you know, order a thong, sending out thongs left and right. I'll wear one Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm just going to wear a, what's more, risque than a thong? I'll just send butt plugs out at some point. I'll just be like, yeah, I had this butt plug in for an hour today. Here you go. Just have a piece, just to desire me, just love me, just, like, lick in between my toes, please. I don't think it's about, like, feeling, like, dominant or in control. I just think it's about wanting to feel accepted, wanting to assimilate, wanting to be a part of something, wanting to have someone tell me that they care about me or love me or that I'm good shit. You know, and I've known that for a while. I know that, like, that's one of the things that's the most appealing to me about, like, cruising is just, like, you know, is this guy going to accept me? And then he does. And you're going, like, yes, 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 he accepted me. And then it's not as hot anymore after that because, you know, there's no mystery. There's no secret. There's no, whoa, 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 what's going to happen, you know? And at some point, I think that game will probably get tiresome too, and I'll give it up. I'm not quite ready yet. I love cruising. But I think I'm ready to purge the dick pics. And I would like, anybody who would like, to wager a guess as to how many dick pics I actually have in my cloud, I would like you to, I'd like you to wager your guesses, you know, place your bets. The winner will receive something really special. I'm not really sure what it is yet. Just wait. Just you wait. Maybe it'll be a date with me. Oh, maybe it'll be my thong. The winner will receive a thong that I wore during a workout, and you could have it for free. You can just have it. My nasty thong. It might be like a jock strap, but it might be a thong. You can choose. You can decide. I'm not actually going to send out butt plugs because those are too few and far between. I have been using my butt plug recently and I really like it. Although I put it in slowly because it's pretty big. It's not a huge butt plug, but it's like a little cutesy butt plug because my butthole is like super tight. Put it in and it was in and I masturbated and came, whatever. But then after I was done coming, my, you know, erection was going down and I was like, oh fuck, I still have my butt plug in. And I just like went to pull it out, just like a little too fast. And it was like, ah, like it really hurt. I was like, my poor little rosebud. You gotta pull them out slow too. Don't forget, you know, you got that big bulbous thing in there. And now you gotta get it out. So, yeah, I was no longer dilated, and I had to be, I don't know, it was a bad place to be in. So, I'm going to let you guys know the next time, well, just like whenever, how many dick pics I've purged. I'm going to actually count them, and I think what I'm going to do is some kind of, like I said, Marie Kondo, like, does this shit bring me joy? And I might even, like, if it doesn't, I might even, like, send this dick pic off. I might say, like, you're free, little dick. Like, you know, run away. Go out into the world and spread your seed. Like, you know, I'm no longer retaining you. I no longer need to feel insignificant. And I no longer need to use this dick pic as an excuse for why I'm not able to achieve all the shit I want to achieve in life with love and sex and career and all of it, right? So yeah, this is the purge, ladies and gentlemen. thank you guys so much for listening. This is a shorty this week. I hope to be more present in the pod cloud, in the pod world. Please like, subscribe, whatever, follow. It means so much to, increase listenership and, moving forward, we're going to do great things together, you guys. It's going to be awesome. I hope that, like, you guys enjoy the kind of topics that we talk about. You know, occasionally we can get a little political. That was a rough, you know, that last election season was really rough. I don't know how anybody could not get a little bit political here and there. In an election season during a global pandemic, like, what the fucking shit. But yeah, you know, I tried to keep it about sex. I mean, now that we have not Trump in the White House, like, I feel like it's not very hard to keep it about sex. I'm in a much better place. And I will say that I am less and less, feeling less and less inhibited lately. I don't know if it's because I've been, like, drinking a lot more. or, like, whatever. I just, like, have been hooking up. I haven't been hooking up, but I've been, like, talking to a lot of guys. And, like, the other day I was actually about to have a guy over, and then he just, like, kind of ghosted me. But I was, like, cleaning house. Like, you know that thing where, like, a guy's heading over, and you're like, well, I'm not gonna, like, clean, but, like, I don't want him to think, like, I'm a total slob. So you just, like, think you're gonna straighten, and then you start, like, cleaning, and then you're, like, running around, and, like, before long, you're, like, playing fucking fuck music, and, like, you've lit candles, and, like, you've, like, karate chopped some pillows, and, like, you know, like, you're just, like, oh, shit. And then you, like, jump in the shower, like, 5 minutes before he arrives, and you soap up your finger, and you just kind of fuck your butthole with it a little bit, just to, like, you know, like, a whore bath style enema. I don't know, like, what you call that. Yeah. That's what you do right before a guy comes over. But I was there. I hadn't had to finger fuck myself with soap. I didn't get that far because he just kind of, like, wasn't responding after a while. But I was cleaning house. And it was good because I kind of needed to clean house anyway. I'm like, I actually cleaned... I scrubbed all three toilets, which is, like, so funny. That's how excited and maybe nervous I was about a guy coming over after such a long time. I actually cleaned all the toilets in the house as though he was going to, like, inspect them. Or as though he would have checked the toilets before we fucked. Be like, hi, welcome. Do you need to use the bathroom before we have intercourse? Maybe that happens, I don't know. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. I love you all so much for listening and supporting. I hope you guys are filling your holes with whatever makes you happy. And your clouds, okay? Because the cloud is real now, guys. Like, don't let shit in the holes or in your clouds or whatever that are not bringing you joy. All right. By the way, when is season 2 of Marie Kondo coming out? Is that even going to happen? I didn't finish season 1. I should probably finish it. Yeah, I don't know. All right, bye!
Thank you for listening, lovers. I am so happy to bring this podcast to you, and I hope you're enjoying it. Please do not forget to subscribe on whatever platform you listen to. Like, leave us a review if you have the time and you feel up to it. And if you want to send us some sexy little stories of your own, or just let me know if I've said something stupid and fucked up and you wanted to correct me. It happens. Hey, whatever. You can email us at makesexwithmepodcast@gmail.com. Check us out on Instagram at makesexwithmepodcast and also on Twitter at makesexpod. Bye-bye.